Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is Kilo November 4, Foxtrot Tango Tango, activating the Farinet. This net is held weekly on Sundays at 8 p.m. on the 147.165 megahertz. For the W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by Farah Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. My name is Rick. I'm located in Marshall, Virginia. Hopefully you can hear me. And I am your net control operator this evening. Do we have any alternate NCOs on standby tonight?
Kilo 3, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Okay, Kilo 3, was that Foxtrot, Romeo?
That's right, and the name is Ron.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much for stepping up. I appreciate it. hopefully I'll...
Kilo, X-ray, 4, Oscar, connected to W4VA.
When called upon by net control, participants may choose to introduce themselves, provide their location and equipment, and or describe any amateur radio or technical challenges, accomplishments, or other similar activities. We are always interested in any other relevant amateur radio news or topics you may wish to share or question and information you are seeking during your turn. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, unkey, wait for the repeater beeper before talking any longer. At conclusion of your comments, net participants need only to ID with their call sign and turn the repeater back over to net control.
Let me get the tones here. This is K3FR. Tones done.
I'm sorry, say that again.
This is K3FR. I just, apparently you didn't turn off the announcements I did. Over.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. I think there might be something wrong with my DTMF handset. So thank you so much for that. thank you. Let's see. Where did I leave off? This is Net Control Kilo November 4, Fox Tango Tango, and I'll take check-ins at this time and then acknowledge your call. Please state your call sign phonetically now. Over.
This is Kilo 1 Hotel Tango Victor, K1HTV.
Kilo X-ray 4, Oscar.
All right, we'll go ahead and acknowledge Kilo 1 Hotel Tango Victor. Rich, I copy you. There was apparently there was a double, but I did catch Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Charlie November. Check-ins, go ahead.
Whiskey 4 Radio Kilo United.
Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Here is Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, Jeremiah.
All right, I'll go ahead. Let me acknowledge I've got, I think I already mentioned that I got Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November. I have a partial call sign. There was a 4, Romeo Kilo. If you could come back with your full call and name.
With P4, Radio Kilo, United, Texas.
Okay, was that Whiskey 4, Romeo Kilo United?
USL.
Okay, roger that. Thank you very much. I appreciate your patience. I definitely have a lot of noise coming this way, so you might hear me repeat myself several times. Let's see, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey, David.
Was that Romeo Bravo Whiskey? And your name?
Name is David.
Okay, roger that, David. I got your call. Let's see, Gil, I believe that was Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
QSL.
Okay. Okay, roger that. And Jeremiah, was that Kilo 4 Hotel Charlie Oscar?
Hey, firm.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Do we have any other check-ins this evening?
Kilo X-ray 4 Oscar.
Kilo Golf 4 Echo Hotel Lima.
No.
Kilo Golf 4 Echo Hotel Lima.
Okay, Kilo Golf 4 something Hotel Lima, come back.
Kilo Golf 4 Echo Hotel Lima coming into All Star.
Okay, Kilo Golf 4 Echo Hotel Lima. I copy your call sign. What was your name again?
Name here is Rob Romeo Oscar Bravo.
All right, Rob, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, any other check-ins for the Fairnet?
Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Bravo.
November 7, X-ray, Uniform India, stand at Aldi.
Okay, roger. November 7, X-ray, India. I copy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And NR3N, what was your name?
Angel.
All right, thank you very much, Angel. And N7XI, what was your name?
Yeah, correction on the call sign. It's November 7, X-ray, Uniform, India. And the name is Stan, Sierra Tango Alpha November.
All right, Stan, thank you very much for the call correction. I've got you N7 X-ray Uniform India and in and out. Thank you so much. I appreciate your patience. All right, any other check-ins?
AA1RB.
We have informal club breakfast that happened. And this one here is Distro at the Parkview Hospital, March 30th, 2024. It starts at 8 o'clock a.m. And then we have our club meeting will happen April 11th, 2024. And that starts at 7:15 in the evening. And last till 9 o'clock. And if you can't do it in person, you can always do it via WebEx. There's also a, There's also a HamFest coming up on the 13th of April in Greene County called Thawfest. Apparently that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes till 2 in the evening. Afternoon, rather. And then there'll be a VE test session on the 20th of April, and that will start at 9:30 with the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. So I believe we're now coming to we'll go to the top of the list. And anyone that wants to provide any information for the net for the evening will be more than welcome. So I'll go with start with our assistant NCO Ron N3FR. You got something to say to us?
Good evening, Rick and all that. This is Ron K3FR. And no, I haven't really done an awful lot. I've been monitoring 6 meters and 2 meters. And let me fill in about 6 meter activity because he likely actually heard the people, and I only heard got one decode off of the TE today. So that's just the way it goes. I don't have anything else. K4FTT, K3FR.
All right, roger that, Ron. I have not had the opportunity to do any 6 meters, so that sounds very interesting. All right, Rich, K1HTV, you have the floor.
Hey, Rick, K1
and for FTT and the Net K1HTV. Thanks for doing the Net. It's a fun job to do. You're doing a great job. As far as conditions, we had an X1.1 flare just about in the center of the sun. There are two sunspot regions, number 3614 and 3615. It's produced some solar flares a day or so ago, X1.1, and it peaked around 0133 Zulu. Today, the K index soared up to 8 for a while, then down to 7 and 6. And the conditions that we had a magnetic storm, it's continuing on now. So some of the upper bands are affected by it. As Ron said, there was a 6-meter opening, a trans-equatorial opening, which was enhanced by this particles arriving from the sun. The wind, solar winds are up to 800 kilometers per second, so per hour, I should say, 800 kilometers per hour. So things are pretty much moving. They messed up the magnetosphere quite a bit, and as a result, the magnetic storm. The opening on 6 meters was to South America and a little bit further south, stations in Argentina, Uruguay, worked a station in Peru, also a station in the Falkland Islands off to the southeast of South America. Worked them on FT4 on 6 meters, and there was another one at another station on FT8, plus a couple other countries down there. So it was an interesting opening. Look for another magnetic activity to continue probably for another day or so. Then conditions will hopefully stabilize. Solar flux is up to was up to 200 plus, 209, and it's down to 197, still quite high. Just one note, Rick, as you were talking, another station came in on Echolink, AA1 Radio Bravo, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Bravo, Reed. Checked in by Echolink, so you might add him to the bottom of the list. One comment for a number of stations have very low deviation. I'd recommend that at 9 o'clock, when the net is over, a recording of the net becomes available. Listen to the first 8 or so minutes when people checked in, and listen to your audio, and you might be surprised that your audio might be very low. A number of stations are weaker than the beep that you hear when I let up the carrier like this. So listen to the audio. If you hear your audio very low, you may want to look into the radio. Make sure your radio is set to wide deviation instead of narrow. Make sure you're close talking the mic, and hopefully you'll be understood a little bit easier. That's it. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right. Thank you, Rich. I certainly appreciate that wealth of information. Thank you for the solar weather report, and I'm definitely gonna check that out with the audio, because I want to see how do I sound. I'm only putting out 65 watts from Marshall, but I can definitely hear noise coming back to me, so I don't know how noisy it is. So I'm trying to stay close to the mic here. Let's see. And I also, I do have AA1RB, so Reed, I have you on the list here. If you stay with us, hopefully you can hear us through Echolink. The net recognizes Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November.
KO4BCN here. You sound just fine from this end. I don't hear really any noise except our typical kind of periodic little I hope I sound pretty good myself. As far as radio stuff, I spent most of this weekend in the garage building my Satran satellite rotator tracking systems. It's an open source project, and it's been a lot of fun. I've got both of them working, and I'm pretty happy with how they've turned out. I now need to turn to making a couple of circular polarized Yagis so I can actually utilize these things. I have gotten a lot accomplished on these. This is a pretty neat project, and I got to use a few services in the world I didn't even know really existed, like set, cut and send and PCB way because it needed some special metal parts and some special PC boards. And it was surprisingly cheap to do these kinds of things, fully custom, things you wouldn't even think of 10 years ago. I basically downloaded and created, and here they are. And it takes less than a week. Very impressive. I'll bring one. I'll have to bring one for one of the club meetings and show you guys what went into it. It's been a fun project. KO4BCN, back to net.
All right, KO4BCN, that sounds very fascinating. Yeah, I'm always interested in new gizmos that come from PCB makers. So, yeah, I'd be looking forward to seeing that. Thank you much. Let's see, Whiskey 4, Romeo Kilo Uniform, the net recognizes. Go ahead.
KN4FTT, this is W4RKU. Good evening, Rick. Thanks for doing the net. You're doing a fine job. I haven't been doing a heck of a lot. I have been able to get a couple of the DXs, the T32U and the 7 Papa 8 Echo India, those videos with FT8UW. And that's probably been the only accomplishment. I did go up to my shack yesterday. I had an 80-meter RFI problem that I needed to address. Figured it out. For some reason, I took the choke off. So put that back in, and I cleared that up. So that's all I've got for tonight. I'll turn the mic back over to you, Rick. KN4FTT, W4RKU, back to net.
All right, roger that, Kevin. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Whiskey 4, Romeo Kilo Uniform. All right, next, David. So net recognizes Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey. Yeah, just wanted to join the net tonight to keep in touch with folks. Work's been keeping me busy, so I haven't been able to do too much on the air, so hoping to get back into it soon, but great hearing from everybody tonight. This is KO4RBW, back to net.
All right, roger that, David. Thank you so much. Yeah, come on in anytime. All right, Gil, net recognizes Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KN4FTT, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Rick, and everybody on the net. Rick, I want to appreciate the contacts in the Virginia CUSO party. Of course, it's a week. Here it is, a week later, and you know, and I'm still trying to get finished up with CUSO party. But I did get my log organized today and finally sent that in. So John has that, and my logging procedure is a bit odd. Three different types of logging go on for me to be able to try to operate mobile and with any reasonable success. But it seems to be working, and my automatic band switching has worked perfectly without a flaw for the whole weekend. So I'm just tickled to death about that. So that'll get a couple of things that'll get actually finished because I wasn't gonna spend any more time on it if it wasn't going to work out. So I will finish a few details on that, and we'll get back into normal life. And that's about all I got this evening for the net. So this is KM4OZH. Back to you, Rick.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, thank you for the contact in the CUSO party. I'd be very interested to see what you got going on as far as the band switching is concerned. I always like to see, you know, how others have their stuff wired up and interoperating. All right. So, Jeremiah, let's see. Net recognizes Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar.
KN4TT, K4HCO, Jeremiah. Good evening, everyone. Not too much radio this weekend. Unfortunately, I'm on call, and so I have a one-hour recall now. It's a new thing. Not looking forward to it, but I got it every 6 weeks, so it's not too bad. Yeah, got out for an outing with my wife today, did some went to the winery, and just being with her, so that was nice. And then I did get a new radio, new handheld. It's Island's HD2, and I had to work out a USB driver issue, and it took me a little bit to figure it out and get the right driver software installed, and once that happened, everything worked just fine. I'm actually bought it because it's more of a waterproof, rugged type radio for hiking, and that'll be a good thing. And when I take my hikes through the middle of the week, and looking forward to that and using it. This is K4HCO, back to net.
All right, Jeremiah. All right, appreciate that. Nothing wrong with spending time with your wife. I'm not sure what the HD2 is myself. So, all right, John, KX40, you were definitely kind of down in the down in the weeds for me. I don't know if you can crank up your wattage or what, but net recognizes KX40. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, this is KX4O. I've turned up the volume. I'm on Echolink, so I hope I'm getting it all right, cranking up the mic. So, thanks, everybody, for wonderful logs for the VAQP. You know, Farrah is rocking it, and that's a great thing, and well done. And the little LED noise that you hear on Rick is hopefully going to be solved tomorrow. I will be there personally to witness what they're doing with this fix, among other things. They're going to hopefully fix our antenna mount as well. So tomorrow will be a very interesting time. Thanks, Rick. KX4O, back to net.
Roger that, John. I got that you're on Echolink. I'd say from all of us, thank you much for QCing the logs for the club. It's very very cool of you, and I do like your site that shows all of the stats and everything. That's pretty slick too. So, all right, Rob, you're up next. Net recognizes Kilo Golf 4 Echo Hotel Lima.
This is KG4EHL. Hello to the net and net control. I am connected. I've been working today piddling around with All-Star, and I've connected. John, you sound really good on this end, but I guess that's to be expected. I do get a little bit of an audio dropout, a syllable, a syllable here or there, and I suspect because I'm using a very old Raspberry Pi, and it's probably having a memory issue or something like that. So I'm going to work on that. But the Maidenhead Mayhem Sprint and the North American Sideband Sprint this weekend. That was great. And, I'd like to reiterate thanks, John, for all the work in the logs. And Andy for sending some information about how to set up All-Star so that I can connect to some other repeaters. I had a Groups IO message out there, so thanks for all the help to everyone. And hopefully you're hearing me okay, and I have improvements going along the way. But anyway, I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is Kilo Golf 4 Echo Hotel Lima.
All right, Rob, I appreciate that. You let me know if you get your All-Star stuff to work. I'd be very, very interested in that myself. I just started looking at it again after several years. it comes down to NR3N. Angel, I have you as in and out, I just want to say thanks for checking into our net tonight. Same thing goes for Stan N7XUI. Thank you again for checking into the net. Let's see. Now I'm down to Reed on Echolink. AA1RB, you're up.
Good evening, Rich and the group, KN4FTT from AA1RB. Don't have much to tell. I just been fiddling around trying to get Ham Radio Deluxe to work. I just downloaded it. And I'm trying to get involved with some digital modes using that. But I guess I'll have to read the manual. And aside from that, in radio, I activated another park on Friday, Conway Robinson. I don't know if anyone else has done that one. Probably it's really close. It's right next to the Manassas Battlefield Park and real close off of Route 29. I don't think I'll ever go back there again. There was a lot of litter there. It wasn't a very pretty park, and I think it seems to be a magnet for homeless people, too. So don't recommend that one. That's all I have for the evening. I really enjoyed the QSO party, and thanks to John for rehabilitating my log, and for Andy for his help in with N1MM Logger. So with that, I'll turn it back to the net, AA1RB.
All right, roger that, Reed, AA1RB. Yeah, FODA is very cool. I'm a bit apprehensive now since there was a bit of a kerfuffle over at one of the creeks. Little Creek? I can't remember now. I got my ears to the ground now, checking to see if you know what parks would be good to go to. But anywho, again, thank you so much for that. Is there any other stations that want to check in? Any late check-ins?
K3FR with recheck.
Okay, Roger, Ron, go ahead.
For Romeo Echo Echo, Sam.
Just very quickly, an answer to Reed there, and then you can pick up Simi. Yes, a couple of the people from the Manassas Club have activated Conway Robinson Park there in Prince William County. So I guess it's not really that needed, but yes, it'll be an interesting one if you ever want to get up there and do it. KN4FTT, K3FR.
All right, roger, roger. There was another station, was there Echo Station? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo, Sim in Springfield. Just wanted to check in and give a quick health update. The good news is that I don't have heart failure, and a cardiologist said my heart is working fine, but we still don't know the cause of my fatigue and breathing issues, so I guess I had to go see another specialist, and I know I had to get my blood drawn, get some tests for iron deficiency, and that's the update. Looks like the HF bands are in decent shape after that solar storm we had. I think it came today, but yesterday band conditions were rough at least. From my whisper station, back to net from KD4REE.
All right, roger that. Jimmy, thank you much for the update. Sorry to hear you're having health issues. But I definitely got you in our net log tonight, KN4REE. And thank you for stopping by. Let's see. I'll go ahead and give my my comments real quick. Wasn't doing a ton of radio stuff this weekend. I was playing around with some rearranging my Delta loop in the backyard. Of course, getting wire stuck in trees. But Finally got it rotated around. I changed it from vertical polarization to horizontal, depending on if I'm trying to go further, just a further distance or closer. And then taking my son through some Python programming yesterday and today. That was a lot of fun. Always fun to, you know, share stuff with the kids. But I guess this will be coming to the end of the net here. Hold on a sec. I just want to say thanks to all the stations who participated tonight. This concludes our fair net. If you have any questions or comments on today's net, or for the Farquhar Amateur Radio Association, or becoming a club member, please send an email to Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango at whiskey4victoralpha.org, Oscar Romeo Golf. And if we will get back, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Anyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. This is Kilo November 4, Fox Tango Tango, returning the repeater to normal use. And Ron, if you could set the tones, set the repeater back the way it was. I would certainly appreciate it. KF4 or FTT, and I'm out.
This is K3FR, stand by for tilt.
Alpha, Alpha.
All right, thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Rick, the only thing I might comment on is just leave a little bit extra time if you know or suspect that we've got Echolink people on. The AustroLink seems to come through pretty quickly, but the Echolink takes a little bit more time to cycle over at the end of a transmission. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Duly noted. I will I'll put that on my little cheat sheet here. Thanks a lot, Ron. I appreciate the assistance. This is KN4 FTT, and I'll be out.
K1HTV, KX4O.
KX4O, K3FR.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm very good, John. Just want to let you know that I volunteered to be one of the monitors tomorrow afternoon. You got any idea when it's going to happen? And if you want, I've got my handy here that I can dial down as far as 1 watt if I just run it off the HT antenna here. I know I can break squelch, but I don't know how good it is. And if you want to try and see how strong I am from my favorite talk spot, I can do that.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really know anything about a schedule, what order they're going to do the repairs. This is far from the only thing that they're fixing. So, I don't know. I guess just stay tuned. I know they're going to actually test the lights during the daytime for the issue, even though, you know, a lot of things have to be set up. Really, to sense it correctly, a weak signal is required. I guess that's what you're volunteering. I guess just have it handy and ready to go. I will not be in contact for quite a bit of time, but as soon as some major moment happens, I will get on the repeater and see if I can organize some sort of test. And I think Dave is going to be a participant in this too. I'm not really sure.
Okay, very good. I'll turn to the radio's on probably somewhere around 9 or so, and just sit and monitor rather than monitoring FT8 on 2 meters tomorrow. I'll monitor the repeater, and I've got the button set up so that I can real quick switch over to input. And plus, as I said, I've got the HT that I can turn on. I should be 1 watt, I would guess, around from where I am. Probably is going to be interfered with. Want to run a quick test on it right now?
Sure, I'll listen. I don't have access to the SDR at the moment, but I can definitely hear it. So please go ahead and try.
KX4O, this is K3FR. I'm running 2 watts right now. 2 watts. 2 watts.
That is perfect for the test. The light noise comes through clearly. And hello, Harv, KTPI. Go ahead real quick.
I just want to say I was looking for the test, too, but it seemed like that wasn't even necessary. Anyway, just good evening. Just wanted to say hello.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, both of you have a really perfect signal for this test, so yeah. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Thank you, Harv, for joining. Good talk with you. I haven't talked to you in a while. And go ahead, Ron.
KX40, this is 3FR. This is 1 watt, 1 watt, 1 watt. How does this sound? Over.
It's about the same, but the noise is very clear and crisp on it.
Very good. We can leave it like that. I don't have anything else. I'm going to run a couple of things and then go horizontal for a while. KX40, K3FR.
Okay, guys, thanks, and we'll catch you tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing because I'm going to get up there, and I'm sure that they're the usual crew. They'll be like, oh, dark 30, they'll be there. All right, guys, I'm heading out. This is Kate.
Okay, very good. 73, and hope the numbers are looking good for BAKP, John. And good to hear you, Ron. 73, KTPI.
Very good at Harp, and 73, you too. Have a great day. We'll catch you later on. K3FR.
Kilo, X-ray, 4, Oscar, disconnected.